Call meeting the order. Good evening, everybody. And as always, we begin with a moment of silence. Thank you, everyone. We've got a number of things on the agenda tonight as well. We have a couple of guests with us and all that sort of stuff. Please introduce yourself. To the crowd, I think everybody knows, but
Paul Collier, I'm an instructor for State Military Academy.
And again, Stacy.
I'm Stacy Clark, Director of Instruction and Student Services.
Cool. Minutes and agenda were posted and sent out ahead of time. Agenda items may not be considered in sequence. Agenda is subject to change. Change may include the addition or deletion of items, including executive sessions. We've got a couple of hot things tonight. Tim's supposed to be down here for Arcane Thornton. As I discussed previously before we started, they're en route, so they won't be here until, quite frankly, they get here. We can do a couple of things, and then with your agreement, I'm going to get Hans inducted in. We'll do that. Then we'll head over to the farmhouse, do a little walkabout, and then we'll come back here, and maybe by then Barb Kane and Thornton will be with us for the audit. So first thing I'd like to do, though, is do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion.
I got a motion, and I got a second.
Second.
I got a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Yeah.
Aye.
Any abstentions, seeing none? Good. All right. Next on the agenda is you, my friend. Hans, why don't you say again a couple words about yourself and some of the things you've done, and then I'm going to do a little induction thing up here, and then I'm going to pin you.
Okay, sounds good. My name's Hans Riegel. I'm a captain at United Airlines. I was in the Army National Guard, also Air Force pilot, instructor in the Huey unit, and also in C-5s. Was the mayor of Wyoming, Delaware, known Scott forever, actually flew him around in choppers back in the day.
It was like, funny. He'd be up in front and I'd look up and go, oh, look, and he'd look back. Get out of my aircraft.
The big 80s. And I did serve on the Air Mobility Command Museum Board of Directors. And help them get that fence. If you guys will recall, you used to have to go through the base and to get out to the museum. Yep. 9/11 happened, and all of a sudden nobody could go to the museum. So I was on the board and started working on that, and they're like, we can't do it. I got a prominent attorney to get Ruth Ann Menner to sign a letter saying she would support that. And all she did was sign it, and all of a sudden there was money for that fence, and they built the entrance out on Route 9. So I hope I can help everybody out here, and I'm very patriotic, totally love America, totally think the esprit de corps of the Marines is number one, even though I was in the Air Force and Army. I just went to the Marine Corps Museum again for the third time. And watch this movie called We the Marines. And I mean, it's just a fighting force. The Marines, there's just no comparison, in our military. So I appreciate doing some community service. So I hope I can help everybody out here.
Great. Wonderful. Oh, he did make it. All right. Hey, good seeing you. We got to do something. All right. So we always have a little induction ceremony.
Okay.
All right, and you don't have to do anything. I just read, and you have to just say your name. So okay. I state your name.
I, Hans Riegel.
Do swear or affirm without reservation you will support First State Military Academy to your... No, I just read. You don't have to repeat.
Good.
Because I'm going to read fast. Yes. In your cadets of this school and foremost in your deliberations and efforts,
right.
While exercising your duties as a member of the Board of Directors, you will further support the school's commandant and senior Marine staff in their efforts to manage the staff, faculty, and our cadets, that you further support the school with your time and financial resources as necessary and needed. Finally, do you understand as a board member, you are held to a higher standard, and that you shall not seek nor allow any financial gain to occur while a board member, and shall disclose any conflict of interest that may exist. If you agree or affirm, please say I do.
I gladly affirm.
Wonderful. Welcome, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, let me put this on.
Thanks. But you didn't tell me the part about the commandant.
Yeah, I know. All right, you are now officially a voting member of us. And welcome.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks,
cool.
Everybody. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome.
All right. Are you... We were going to... Hey, Bob. We were going to go over and do our tour. How are you on time, Tim?
I'm fine.
All right. I was surprised you made it, boss. I kind of figured you were going to be at least till 1800 or so.
I was going to say, the traffic was nice, and I kind of... I knew 95 would be bad, so I got off and came down 13, so...
All right. Cool. What do you guys want to do? You want to do Barbicane and then go over, or you want to go over? Thoughts?
Larry's only there till 6. We might want to go.
Yeah. Is Larry only there till
6?
Till 6.
I just said he's over there working. I don't know. I assume 6 because usually he's here early in the morning.
Yeah, roger that. All right, tell you what.
That's fine.
If you don't mind, you can certainly come with us. What I'd like to do, guys, is head over to the farmhouse and do a quick tour and a little walkabout to see firsthand really what's going on with that. So what I'm going to do is ask for a motion to close this portion of the meeting. We'll go over a tour of the farmhouse and then we'll come back.
Motion.
All right, I got a motion.
Second.
Do I got a second? All in favor, please say aye.
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 Good. All right.